1. Begin transmission.
That doesn't seem right, but yeah, it could be 8:59, or it could be 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking a little bit of tea here. Dahong Pao. It's good, but it's not very hot, but I can't make it very hot for reasons we're going to get into here shortly. Oh my god, what a day I'm having already. But first, the numbers. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 3, 1, 8. Number 3, 1, 9. Number 3, 7, 8. Number 3, 8, 6. Number 3, 8, 8. Thank you.
You're welcome, numbers lady, but boy, your audio quality there was not so great. Is this an ominous and foreboding, foreshadowing incident? Yeah, maybe. The quality of this show is going to suffer today for a number of reasons. And let's get into that as soon as I drink some more tea. Okay, the good news is that I slept fairly well. I only woke up once that I remember. And I'd been having some kind of weird nightmare. I mean, I woke up and I kind of did not want to go back to sleep again. It was one of those things, right? It's like, ooh, geez, that about freaked me. I don't even remember what I was dreaming about, but I thought about just getting up, but no, I was smart enough. I went back to sleep, and I slept for a while until, you know, the drugs wore off. I managed to find some 8-hour, like, time-release acetaminophen, and I seem to be getting about 6.5 hours of pain relief from it, and I took it slightly before I went to bed. I probably took it around 3 a.m., and I was asleep at 3:30. I was watching some old F1 racing because there's no new F1 racing and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's the good news. I slept fairly well. Oh, it's so good. But that means when I woke up, I was sort of groggy. I'm still feeling a little groggy or dopey, just kind of not altogether. And so when I got up, I was like, yay, okay, things are pretty good. And then I started walking. I walked up to the kitchen, and by the time I took the 20 steps or less, or fewer, I mean, it takes to get to the kitchen, oh, by that time my leg and my hip were just screaming in pain, so I took more drugs. Started making breakfast, and that was painful, trying to stand around doing that. Yay! But I got that all done. The drugs seem to be working a little bit now. I can actually move around without wanting to scream in pain. And so I thought, yay, I guess we can start the Dubious Goals Committee since I got up so late, and it's already 1930 UTC and all that. So, yeah. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, if we're having such a great day, why aren't we going outside? Yeah, that's the other bad news. That's the other bad news. While I was up in my kitchen making my breakfast, I looked out the window to check the weather. It's a nice and sunny day. It's a nice and sunny day, 100 degrees, three-digit temperatures. The thermometer on my back deck has hit 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's, what, like 34 degrees Celsius? I don't know. It's not smart. That's an irrational temperature. And I thought it was supposed to be cool this week. I thought it was supposed to rain and cool down. Although rain might be coming. Because here's the other weird thing. Even though it's 100 degrees outside, the wind is blowing like crazy. Like, we're talking Beaufort scale 8 winds. Loud winds. I can hear the wind blowing right now. It's crazy. So, we got this crazy heat with this crazy wind. So, yeah, there's no possible way we can go outside. Although, I kind of want to experience it just to see what it's like to be in a blast furnace. But, no. If I stay indoors and stay out of the heat, I will do better. I don't want to push myself over a certain threshold. Okay, I do, however, have some important business to discuss. And, of course, right as I'm starting to say this, guess who's walking into the room? Guess who it is? And guess who it is who's somebody who is fluffy and has four legs and pointy ears? And really long whiskers. Hi. Yes, you're the cat. Okay. Great. Now I gotta sit up. This is gonna be painful. Ow. Alright, we're gonna get the kitty business bit ready. As long as somebody remembers the main rule, there's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. Kitty business pit is for kitty business only. Okay. Alright, I have something important I need to discuss. I've been thinking about this last night. I actually worked on this for a while. To no fruition. And I feel terrible. Okay. We've discussed this before. This has been a minor topic on the Dubious Goals Committee in the past. But it should be no surprise to anyone that I occasionally like to quote famous Vietnam movies. Yeah, and maybe you have noticed that. I don't know. And one of my favorite quotations ever from any Vietnam movie. Well, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, baby, no. Probably my all-time favorite quotation is, "You like my shiny green suit? I got it in Hong Kong, home of the shiny green suit." Every time I even think about it, I start laughing. Just that line, "the home of the shiny green suit." It's like, oh God. Right, so that's a line from Good Morning Vietnam, which is delivered by the owner of the bar that all the main characters hang out in, Jimmy Waugh's. This is the character Jimmy Waugh. And it's not the first scene. It's not the first Jimmy Waugh scene. It's the second one. You know, in the first scene, Robin Williams and Forrest Whitaker come into the bar and Jimmy Waugh approaches them. And it's all very funny and blah, blah, blah. But it's the second bar scene in which Jimmy is actually wearing a shiny green suit. He looks like a chitinous beetle. He is obviously subject to, thin film diffraction kind of effect, right? You know what I'm talking about? And he walks up to the guys and he says, "Hey, you like my shiny green suit? I got it in Hong Kong, home of the shiny green suit." I love that line. And I'd play it for you now. But now you're about to understand the problem we're having. After some searching, apparently I'm the only person who thinks this is funny, that this clip is funny. you can actually do a search, and there's somebody else has been searching too, or maybe these are just my searches from years ago. You can do a search and you can see that there's already been a tag created that says Jimmy Wah shiny green suit, but then you're given a bunch of Good Morning Vietnam clips and not the shiny green suit one. It's just, oh wait, I'm trying to think, or is that when the bomb goes off? And so is that the bomb scene? What if we look for the bomb scene? Yeah, okay. This is not good. I have found a clip of the bomb scene, but it's somebody just pointing their camera at a TV that's playing it, but it's after the part where we see the shiny green suit. This is right before the bomb goes off. The bomb's been planted. Phan Duc Tho is getting Adrian Cronauer out of the bar before it blows up. And I think later we see Jimmy Wah dead in his shiny green suit. So we need the scene before this one. Let's just kill this. Man, all I want is a shiny green suit. Is that too much to ask? But, I mean, doesn't everybody need a shiny green suit? Maybe. Well, let me just put it this way. There are some people who need a shiny green suit more than others. And now I'm trying to think, who's the person in this world who needs a shiny green suit the most? Is it me? No, probably not. Is it Louis Farrakhan? Maybe. Maybe we just need to hear from the man, see if he has any opinion on a shiny green suit.
Will we be able to do this? Learn the truth. And hurl the truth at his mind. See, everything that white folks think and want to do, at the root of their mind is a superiority over you.
Gonna walk all
hey, baby.
Over you. You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute.
Oh, yeah, Farrakhan, you got girlfriend, Vietnam? Yeah, I don't know. I guess there are just different kinds of people in this world. There are those who need to have a shiny green suit. There are those who, well, have girlfriend Vietnam. There are the kind of people who need to own all the base and have all the base, you know, belong to them. And then there are people who just want to watch it burn. Watch the damn world burn. And which person am I? It's not that I really necessarily want to watch the world burn. So much as make people realize that I have the power to raise their reality to nothing. And oh no, your city lies in dust. So that's what we got right now. Susie and the Banshees. Cities in Dust.
Children were running, you were running out.
All your cities lie in dust, and all your base are belong to Tope. I had to listen to this song again today because, one, it's a great song, and because I heard it in a video that I was watching last night. This keeps happening. Why does this keep popping up in the strangest places? I was watching a video last night of some skaters. I can't remember what the video call was called. It was called something like... Please don't touch my boobs, or don't touch my boobs, something like this. It was a video about female skaters. I was watching these girls skate, these young women skate around, and there was this one. She was doing some styly stuff. She did what even was it? It was a front. It was like a front side fast plant stale fish over a parking block or off of a parking block. And I was like, what? Okay, first of all, that's like a 1982 trick. And second of all, you combined it with some stuff. That was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Now I'm starting to lose my voice. And then she did some other just mind-blowing stuff. And I was like, wow. Who is this person? And I did learn her name, and then now I have since forgot it. I'm going to have to look this woman up. Just my kind of chick, styling it, killing it, and just putting together these unbelievable runs. And then there's a short clip of all the girls in the van, and they're going to the next skate spot, right? And there's, you know, like eight girls in one of those big, you know, giant club wagons, right? And so they're going down the highway, and they're showing clips of the girls playing music, and, you know, they're all playing mostly garbage music until the one cool chick, what does she drop? That song, Cities in Dust by Susie and the Banshees. And everybody else in the car is looking at her like she's kind of weirdo. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is the girl for me, except, you know, she's like 20. I was going to say 16. She's not 16. She is not a minor. But the problem is I'm 72. That's quite an age difference. But still, I feel like I need to contact this person and just and give her money. Are you sponsored? Do you need cash? What do I need to do to get to see you do more of this stuff? Because you're killing it. Did you need a sandwich? Are you hungry? Do you like tea? I just happen to have a load of it. Anyway, I gotta stop drinking this tea because I am getting a little bit hot. I'm gonna have to switch to iced tea. Sometimes in the mornings, even on hot days like this, I can drink hot tea for a little while. It's been about as long as I'm going to be able to do that. So, got to find something new to drink. Oh, and I want to listen to this one, but you know what? I'm going to subject you to this. I'm trying to figure out what music we got to do next, and want to play something cool, but no. I've been dying to hear this. This keeps popping up in my feed here. This young woman playing the Moonlight Sonata on guitar. So let's listen. What do you think? Nope. Sorry, sweetie, but Blanc, you're done. The whole weird thing about this is one of my favorite pieces of music. And not because it's Beethoven, and Beethoven sucks. But because the Moonlight Sonata was the first piece of music that I ever heard performed by a computer. A real computer. Not the pretend computer from 2001 Space Odyssey. Daisy, Daisy. Yeah, the computer music. No, no, no. But in, it was what? Either in the late fall of 1980 or the early beginning of 1981, I was walking down my junior high school hallway and one of our math teachers poked his head out of his classroom and says, "Get in here." Okay. And so I walk in there and he's doing weird stuff to a computer. This is back in Apple II days. Not Apple IIe's, not Apple II pluses, Apple IIs. Yeah. And so he's got the back of an Apple II cracked open, and suddenly who comes in the door but one of the science teachers with one of our school's other computers, another Apple II. And these guys then proceed to wire these two things together, because there was no way to network these things at the time. There was no MIDI at the time. There was no nothing at the time for these kinds of computers. And so the backs had to come off, various jumper wires had to be installed, etc., etc. And the next thing you know, we had two Apple II computers playing in tandem, synced up. Stereo, super square wave stereo. Okay, right? But it was cool. The fact that they were synced together and playing was awesome. And of course, what did they play? Moonlight Sonata. So I thought, okay, that's cool, and obviously that set some kind of weird thing in motion in my head because, well, you know, obviously that launched some kind of weird music thing in my brain, and then I started thinking, oh, yeah, we can use computers to make music. That's brilliant. Yeah, and where have we gotten? And now everybody's got their laptop, and everybody's a DJ. And everybody's making beats. Hey, you want to hear some of my beats? No, I do not want to hear any of your beats. Oh, do you have an app that makes those beats? You got an app for your beats? I got your beats app right here. It's called Beatloaf. Meatloaf, Beatloaf. I don't want to eat loaf.
Meatloaf, Meatloaf, double Beatloaf. I hate meatloaf.
Yeah. But how do you feel about bananas? I gotta eat my bananas today. Where's my damn lunch? Where's my damn banana? Where's my perfect hair forever?
Banana. Banana.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Grandfather.
Banana.
Oh my God, look at the time. It's time to go to California for Ghost Bear Jr.'s high attendance party. My God, doesn't that start right now? Yeah. Oh crap, we're gonna miss it. I wasn't paying attention to what time it was. Quick, switch it over. Oh my God, we're not gonna
get there. From Los Angeles, California, it's Ghost Bear Jr. high attendance party.
Just in time.
Okay, Brenda.
Funded.
Present. Astronomical cat.
Astronomical cat is here. Yeah. Present.
Ghost Bear. Ghost Bill! Uh-oh, tardy again.
Ha, 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 ha,
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
From Los Angeles, California. Okay. Hello, voice. Have some coffee.
You don't you mean some tea? Oh my God. Things are starting to go a little south here. I'm starting to lose it. I bet you're asking yourself, has this show gone off the rails? What rails? Thing to go off the rails, it has to have direction to being with it, to begin with. It has to be a vector. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, not the Vector Committee. You gotta have rails to go off the rails. And we know that there's no rails here, no guidance or direction whatsoever. And that's the way we like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. I just want to make it through the day. And I'm going to eat a yummy sandwich today with my barbecue potato chips, and I'm just so damn happy about it. I'm going to go do that right now. This is the end of the line for me. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.